Hi guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And in today's lesson, part two, we will study many things as usual, and specifically the second idiom around the word T-E-A-R. Do you remember the pronunciation? Quick quiz. Do you remember? 2 weeks ago, I explained to you that there were two possibilities, two pronunciations of the word T-E-A-R. The first one for the verb is to tear, okay? To tear something up, to tear up something, okay? If you don't remember, if you haven't seen the lesson, the video, go and check. I will put the link somewhere. And the second was the noun. For the noun is tear, a tear. You know, when you cry, you have tears, okay, going down your face, tear. And last week, I taught you many things, many different things as usual. Go and check the video if you haven't done it yet. And specifically one idiom, one expression with tear. And this week, we will study the second expression with this word. And this idiom, this expression is less common. But after the lesson, you will know it and you will be able to use it. To be on a tear, to be on a tear. This is positive. Let me give you an example. You are following an athlete, you know, and for some seasons, the athlete has been losing, you know, losing again and again for a period of time. And at some point, your favorite athlete starts winning again. The athletes keep winning and winning, you know, for many seasons. This means to be on a tear. It means that you are surfing a wave of success, if I may put it that way, okay? To be on a tear means having great success over a period of time, okay? In the example, the athlete kept winning again and again for many seasons, okay? So that's the meaning of to be on a tear, which is positive. Try to use it in different contexts, and of course, try to use it in your comments. You know, make sentences, try to make sentences with this expression, with this idiom. And as usual, I will look at them and correct your sentences if necessary. I hope you've enjoyed this video and you've learned many things. If so, please like it and share it. You know that when you like and share, this helps me help more and more people. And one of you asked me last time, how can I do to have a personalized lesson? It's easy. All the information is below the video. In the description, you have a link to book a call with me so that I can assess your level and tell you how we could help you, me and my dream team. Okay, have a very nice day and see you soon. Bye-bye.